Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
She is Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Have you seen the photo of Wyatt Teller carrying alligators over his shoulder like he's Steve Irwin's long-lost relative? Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, it's been a very weird week. We've got UFOs, we've got alligators, we've got box jumping. We have a little bit of everything, and the weekend isn't even over yet.
I like that you brought up the UFOs. If I thought I saw a UFO, tell me if you're in this camp or not. Like, I'm not telling anyone. I'd be that cop in the movie The Town when the bank robbers roll up next to him, and I'll just turn my head the other way pretending I don't see a thing.
Yeah, it's funny. I keep waiting for some, gimmick to be attached to this. It hasn't happened yet, but I just kept thinking there was some kind of a promotion or an advertisement or something that was going to go along with that.
If the NFL was more like the WWE, they'd hold training camp at Area 51 now. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right. But yeah, it's been a funny week, and that tells me, it's time for some football. It's time to start trying to think about some OTAs or something like that if these guys are running around with alligators and seeing UFOs.
Yeah, why does it feel, though, I don't know if you get the same vibe. I'm sure you do because you live, eat, sleep, breathe this Browns football team. And you know how we do over here at The Fan. Like 98% of what we talk about is Browns football, right? But it feels like we haven't really veered off, even when the Super Bowl ended. Like, we haven't really had much of a dead period. It seems like things continue to happen around this Browns team.
Well, I think that's just how it's designed now. Every year, it just goes 365 days a year. I mean, it just rolls right from one thing into another. And before you know it, free agency will open, and that will dominate the news cycle for a while. Then it'll go straight into the draft. Then it goes into OTA. So that's sort of been the rhythm for the last, how many ever years.
Well, and you continued some of the conversation, and I appreciate how you do it, because a Greedy Williams story that you put up yesterday, I didn't even know I needed it in my life, and then it popped up, and I'm like, this is outstanding, and I encourage everyone to go over to Cleveland.com and check it out. But Greedy Williams opened up about the first time about his dead shoulder that just came back to life, and what I loved, before you go like deep into the article, I love the interaction you two had after the article, where he's like, listen, I trust nobody but you to do this, and you did a great job with it. How was Greedy mentally, emotionally, and just physically as he tries to get ready?
Well, first of all, that was just so nice of him to, to say that. Usually you don't hear things like that. And it was just really cool. And I just think it speaks to the kind of person that Greedy is. And I hope that came through in the article. He's a really, really good guy. And so I hope everyone is pulling for him. But his mindset was good. And it got even better the day after we did the interview, when he went in for the EMG test and the muscle fired. He wanted, that was the big milestone for him. He needed to know that the muscle was finally, after all this time, 6 months later, was going to fire. It was the moment of truth, and it did. And so good for him. That's a great, great sign for him. It means that he's on his way back, and he really has a chance now.
Do you believe if the Browns had a chance to get a Marshawn Lattimore, who I have been very vocal on, his PFF grades, it's been a downhill slope every single year after his rookie year. But I understand the connection. I understand that people like him, especially based off of his rookie season. If they had a chance to upgrade opposite Denzel Ward, would they move off Greedy, or would they just try to supplement the, you know, just try to make a just an outstanding cornerback room? Like, how close are they to saying, all right, Greedy, you're not our starter right now?
Well, you know, I still think that they're going to have to look to improve the position and make sure that they have some backup plans there, because although Greedy is slated to be the starter there this year, anytime you are dealing with an injury like this, I think you still have to proceed with some caution. So they'll either re-sign Terrence Mitchell, which could happen, before he hits the market or after. And I still think that they will look at other cornerbacks and defensive backs. I think you have to. You know, you can't go into this and then leave yourself short at a position that's that important.
What's one thing that surprised you in talking to Greedy that maybe you didn't know about going in?
Not too many things surprised me about it. I kind of had an idea of how he felt and what was, you know, what was going on throughout the year. But what I didn't know was really, you know, the full impact of how much it really kind of did hurt him, for people to question his heart, for people to question his desire, and to wonder if maybe this was a fake injury. That really did get under his skin, and he was already kind of down and out and depressed about this whole thing, and to have to read those kind of comments on social media really hurt him. And I think that was probably the thing that, you know, that was most impactful.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. I got to ask you about Andrew Berry's press conference earlier in the week, because my big takeaway was the idea that Andrew Berry just isn't John Dorsey. Like, he can say he wants to be aggressive and is aggressive, and I believe him. It just comes off the heels of someone in John Dorsey that, like, in the J.J. Watt sweepstakes, for instance, like, I don't even question whether he would have got J.J. Watt. He would have offered way too much, and we'd have J.J. Watt here, but he would have offered probably $5 million more a year than anybody else. Like, it's just, that's just how he was bred to attack free agency. How do I balance the fact that Andrew Berry says he's aggressive and was in the 1 year that he had a chance to? Jack Conklin, for instance, Austin Hooper, like, he's making big moves. He's just following probably one of the more aggressive GMs the league has ever seen.
Well, I think he's being smart about it. You take a J.J. Watt, you know, you kind of toss your hat into the ring, you make an offer that you feel makes sense for you and your club, and then you draw the line in the sand. And that's how really good, smart football teams do things. That's how the Patriots do it. You know, you have a certain price that goes along with the player, you're willing to pay that, and then you don't go over it. And you don't let emotions get in the way of how you run your club or how you build your roster. And I think that's how they're doing it. They're exercising caution and they're exercising patience, but they're also being aggressive, as you mentioned, in going out and making sure they get a Jack Conklin and an Austin Hooper and all of the moves that they made last year. They made a lot of moves last year. Mm-hmm. A lot of them flew under the radar, but they signed a lot of free agents, and they did a lot of things. They acquired Ronnie Harrison in a trade, which I thought that was, you know, one of the better trades that happened last season. And I think you'll see a lot of things happen over the next couple of months.
David Njoku continues to live in his feelings online, and he tweeted out today, they all say they love me, but they hardly know me. And then he had to follow it up and was like, hey guys, chill, it's just a song. But you and I both know that world, right? Like, you don't just say things on Twitter and then just be like, oh, I'm just feeling a song today. What do you see with the future of David Njoku? I feel like he doesn't want to be here. If he doesn't want to be here, then let him go. But I know how valuable tight ends are for this Browns team.
Well, it's sort of been the off-season of cryptic tweets that we have to try to decipher, hasn't it? every time we try to turn around, you know, we turn around, we're like, wait a minute, what's going on with Jarvis? What door is closing? And what's going on with David? And so it's funny trying to cover a football team in the social media era. You know, there's a lot of guesswork involved. But David Njoku, you know, I do think that in a perfect world, he would like to go be somewhere where he can be the featured tight end. He wants more than 19 receptions, and I really think that he would like to have that opportunity. And also, along with big numbers comes big dollars. So I think that, you know, that's another major reason that he wants that. He wants to set up his family for many years down the road, and you're just not going to make the big bucks unless you're putting up more numbers. So I think that's what he would really like. If it were up to me, I actually think that that I probably would seriously consider trying to find a new home for him. Because if you don't want to be here and you are not 100% all in with the program, then it sort of drains the energy from, you know, from the roster. And I don't really, I'm not for that. I mean, I actually probably would consider signing a Kyle Rudolph and maybe seeing if you can't get a draft pick for David Njoku. Now, having said that, I don't think the Browns necessarily feel that way. Andrew Berry has consistently said he's a really good young talent, and young is the operative word here, and they believe he has really good value, especially for the money. So they're certainly not going to, I don't think, just give him away, and they also probably don't want to let him kind of talk his way out of town.
Let's talk about another person that Andrew Berry has spoken highly of, but in the back of my mind, if I think I know Andrew Berry, I just can't find the connection here, and that's Rashard Hollywood-Higgins. Like, I love him. I think he's great. I think him and Baker in that connection is awesome. But if SpotRack says it's $6 million a year for 4 years, you're going to be spending a lot of money on wide receivers. You already got Odell and Jarvis capped out for, what, $31 million? And then you're if you go down with Higgins, you'd be having $7 million to a backup quarterback and $6 million for a third-string wide receiver, and it just feels like a lot of money when you have a lot of needs on defense.
Yeah, and this is an offseason where the cap is an issue, and they do have to worry about how they're spending their money a little bit. Next year, when things are different, you might be able to take a few more risks. But this year, they're going to have to be very judicious. And one of the things that they have to figure out is how do they want to shape the receiver room. They need more speed. So I've been advocating and thinking maybe they would go after a Breshad Perriman. He gives you sort of an instant downfield threat. You know, I have consistently said, and it doesn't look like this is going to happen, but I've been consistently saying that perhaps they would have to at least listen to an offer this year for Odell Beckham Jr., just because you're trying to make these kinds of decisions. And that would dictate, of course, if you could keep, you know, a Rashard and maybe also go out and sign a Breshad Perriman. So I think they have decisions to make how they want to set up the receiver room, and we'll know obviously a lot more about that over the next couple months.
Were you able to gather anything over the week that was of interviews? Any idea in your mind where they're trending with Baker, whether they'll just hold off the conversations until next year, or maybe they want to beat Lamar and Josh Allen to the punch and get something done this year?
Well, you know, here's the thing. The Baker Mayfield extension is not front burner right now. It doesn't have to be. So I think what they're doing right now is very methodically planning for free agency. And what they will do is they'll pick up that fifth-year option for Baker Mayfield, and they'll pick up the fifth-year option for Denzel Ward. They don't have to decide yet whether or not they want to extend him. They don't even have to really think too long and hard about that right at the very moment. What they need to think about right now is what they are doing in free agency on March 17th and who they are going to try to offer, you know, from their own free agents and that sort of thing. So they'll get through that first, then they'll pick up the options. That then buys them some time. They would have really all the way up until the season starts before you know, would feel compelled to try to get that deal done if you want to get it done this offseason. So that's where I think it stands. They're going to give it some thought. And after they pick up those options.
Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot here on The Fan. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Just use your years of covering the team as an expertise in this subject. Space Jam 2 came out with the trailer. If they made a football version of Space Jam, what Browns player, it doesn't matter, anyone that you've covered, what Browns player would you want to play the main star?
Wow, that is a great, great question. Wow, that is kind of something I feel like I'd have to think about that a little bit. Who do you have one? Have you?
I'm leaning towards Joe Thomas because I think that just speaks to him. I also think he could pull off like the Hollywood corniness attached to having to play that role, because I love Joe, but there also at times, like, you know, he knows how to fit into that box, right? Into that Hollywood box that people need him to be. As salt of the earth in Cleveland as he is, I think he could do it. I think he could deliver the lines pretty well too. But then I think about Hawkins and I'm like, well, maybe that would be a better one. Maybe it would. I don't know.
You know what? I like the Thomas. I like the Joe Thomas pick. That's pretty good. I would probably have to agree with you on that one.
All right, thank you. Baker is also a very, very if Baker just did like a whole off season of just making movies as opposed to commercials, I don't know that he'd necessarily miss a beat, but I know I'd watch it. I'd be signed up for it. But yeah, it's just it's entirely different, Mary Kay. But I appreciate you giving us a couple minutes, and the Greedy piece is outstanding. So congratulations on that. I encourage everyone to go check it out at cleveland.com. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes.
Sure, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.